Well, I think the difficulty in Gaza is that there is so much insecurity. There's so much doubt about what the future is going to be. And people who ordinarily would be building are afraid to build. People who would be establishing businesses or trying to work better educational opportunities, they're afraid because the last time there was the invasion, the last time all the police stations were destroyed, and many of the schools that probably by accident, only God knows. But because of that, people are hesitating to really make a full contribution to the future of Gaza. And then, of course, there are the Palestinian elections coming up, and we're not sure what that will mean in Gaza, whether there'll be a change in government, whether the government will continue, whether the elections will be fair. All those things are question marks. And because of that, I find that there's a lot of hesitation. Among the older people, there's fear. Among the younger people, there's frustration. That's a bad combination. But we do our best to relieve the fears and to bring hope instead of frustration. That's our job.
What do you see principally as the aims of this two-day London conference?
Well, I think more than anything else, it's a chance to listen. This is what both the Archbishop of Canterbury and Archbishop Nichols said. It's a chance to listen and to see at first hand what the situation on the ground is in the Holy Land. And then after having understood where the people are coming from and where the present situation is, to try to see how we can be helpful. Not only the Christian community and certainly not only the Roman Catholic Church, but also the family of Abraham, you know, the joint progeny of the great patriarch Abraham, who are all of us Christians and all of us Jews and all of us Muslims, so that we can, by working together, maybe once again approach the powers that be and let them know that there is a common voice looking for peace and for justice.
You have been working on this for many years, though, haven't you, already? You've been dedicating a lot of your time to trying to push for peace in the Holy Land. What makes you think that this conference may be any different from so many other initiatives that don't seem to have had any success so far?
Well, I think one always has hope, and when you give up and say, oh, this is just another attempt that will fail, then you don't come with a sense of trust in God. The Lord keeps telling us, you keep knocking and I'll answer the door, so that I think it's our opportunity to continue to do that. And another thing that makes it of greater interest this time is that there's truly a very, very clear joining between the Roman Catholic community and the Anglican community, and not only with the interest on our side of the ocean, but on the other side as well. And I think there's representation from Europe there, as there is during the usual January meetings when some of the Catholics get together. But here we're trying to expand that and to bring more voices and more interested parties into pushing for peace. The more people that cry out for peace, the better chance we have of doing it. And the more people that get involved in understanding the situation on the ground, the terrible concerns of the Israelis for security and the terrible concerns of the Palestinians for an end to occupation and the chance to have their own feasible bordered state, I think the better that is. Especially now, there's a crucial moment with the Palestinians about to go to the United Nations and asking for the recognition of a separate Palestinian state. So it's a moment when the more voices that are raised in favor of peace and justice and security for everybody concerned, the better it is.
How do you see this move by the Palestinians to try and have their state recognized at the United Nations there? Do you think this can be a step forward?
Well, that is my hope. You know, there are some who feel that it's not going to be worthwhile, and indeed, only history can tell. But, you know, I would like to see it happen because I'd like to see the Palestinians say, hey, we've accomplished something. We've been working so hard in the last few years to in the Palestinian territories, in the territory of Palestine, to beef up our police protection, to beef up our industry, our economy. And indeed, a lot has been done in the last two or three years, thanks to a lot of people, thanks to the help of other countries, thanks to the persistence of Prime Minister Fayyad, that the Palestinians are now in a better shape than they were economically, and even as far as their own security than they were, say, 5 years ago. So that there have been some, they have been working hard to accomplish something. And with that understanding, maybe now is the time for the nations of the world to say, we recognize that they've been working hard on this, and we recognize that they've been working with an eye also to provide better security to Israel. I think all this is important. You cannot ignore the concerns of the Israelis for security, but you cannot ignore also the desire of the Palestinians for their own independence.
When President Obama came to power, there were great hopes that the Middle East might feature very high, that there might be a new push for peace. And yet, this doesn't seem to be topping the agenda at the moment. What message will you be taking back to Washington with you?
Well, the message that I've been taking to Washington for many years already, and it's the message of the Holy Father, looking for a two-state solution, looking for a settlement there that will give security to our Israeli brothers and sisters, and that will give a chance for greater independence and for the possibility of a state with their recognizable borders for Palestine, and to say to them that every moment is the right moment to do something good, and I think we have to therefore get after our own government in the United States, and hopefully from this meeting, governments in Europe would also attend to join us and say, okay, now let's work harder. There've got to be some answers. There've got to be some solutions. We cannot say that all the brilliant people in the world and all the good people in the world who are seeking to have something which will help people, and that certainly will, and it will help bring a measure of security not only to the Holy Land but to many other countries in the Middle East. That you can't say that we shouldn't try this again. And here are the religious leaders of two major congregations, our own Catholic community and the Anglican Church, with others possibly joining in later. Here they are saying, let's give it another try. Let's not lose hope. Let's not lose trust in the Lord. Let's move this forward with God's help.